Topic 2. Future vehicles. Listen and answer question number 1.
Are we there yet? I'm tired of walking.
Come on, son. It's not much further.
Why didn't we take the car?
You know it broke down last week. It's at the garage being serviced.
I don't see why cars break down. They cost so much. They should go on forever.
That would be great, son. But the fact is, they do break down.
One day, we won't have to worry about breakdowns. We will have transportation that will take us anywhere without any problems.
And what types of transport will that be, son?
We'll have shoes that float in the air, so we won't have to walk. We'll just think of where we want to go, and the shoes will take us there.
That sounds wonderful. What about when it rains?
Shoes won't be the only way of getting around, Dad. There will also be earth tunnels.
So we won't need to use umbrellas anymore.
That's right, Dad.
How will the earth tunnels work, Sam?
It's quite simple, Dad. Every house will have a tunnel underneath it. These tunnels will all be connected, so all you have to do is enter your destination on the keypad, and the carriage in the tunnel will take you there.
You've certainly got some good ideas, Sam. How about international travel? How will we visit other countries?
I've been thinking about that, too.
And what did you come up with? Will we still fly in airplanes?
That's a little more complicated. The sky will soon be full of airplanes, so there will have to be another way of traveling.
What do you have in mind, Sam?
That's easy, Dad. Trains will be able to fly, and we will be able to go to the moon and the other planets on vacation. Because trains are longer than planes, more people can travel on them.
That's fantastic, Sam.
Yes, but I wish that we could do it now. My feet hurt.
It looks like you'll just have to wait until you can fly to the supermarket, Sam.